On today's episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, we have some Chinese public spanking. Some FBI robbers are eager to turn themselves in. A baby grabbing microphones. Ohioans throwing feces. The factoid, the words of wisdom, and more today on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 359 for June 25th, 2016. Holy sheet. Another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that holds your hand as we walk you through the dark portal into the world of the odd news and strangeness, where the sky is purple, the ground is red, and there's all kinds of people running around with drunkenness and beer and poop and stuff. And
Las Vegas?
This is the... Yeah. Yes. That voice that you just heard belongs to the one and only cat-eared, amazing, fantastic, wonderful to be on the show person, Smash.
I paid him 50 bucks to say that.
I got it right here in my pocket. It's going to get spent on this freaking Steam summer sale.
So what all is offered on this... Summer sale.
Every game you've ever wanted to play is somehow somewhere between 10% and 90% off. It's the way this game, this the way this thing is played. It's
Steam
really upsetting.
Summer sale.
I'm really ticked off about it. If you go to steampowered.com, for instance, you can start perusing their PC games. And now if you're a PlayStation or Xbox gamer, you're missing out. But if you are a Steam gamer, if you're a PC enthusiast, if you're one of the PC master race where you've got graphics cards, water cools, and SSDs, and
Undertale
90 gigs of RAM, then you are in a place where you need to be. Yeah, Undertale actually looks pretty rad.
The only reason I know it is because Subpixel, apparently people were begging him to play it, so he played it.
Well, hey, good for him.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty awesome. If you want anything right now, don't go to the Steam Summer Sale because you'll be taking out your wallet.
Baldur's Gate 2!
Yeah.
The whole Witcher franchise?
Right. Wolfenstein is like $10, the new one.
What is the forest? That looks creepy deaky.
I don't know, but I got a dollar in my hand right here.
Survival horror.
Making it rain on the Steam Summer Sale.
Oy.
So this is the sound that occurs every time you buy something.
Cha-ching!
That's what happened. That's all that Steam is thinking every time it does a Steam summer sale of any kind.
Your son turned my light off.
I know, you look kind of vampiric.
I was gonna say, should I turn the light on? Because I
probably because okay. Your hair is like the blackest of black.
Yeah, it's not.
No, you actually have color in your face and in your hair today. But for whatever reason, the studio lighting.
Nope.
You press it. There you go. And the button was pre- and now you're more brown than you were a second ago. By brown, I mean your hair is.
Okay.
This is great radio. This is the best radio ever. But anyway, welcome to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. We're going to tell you a little bit about some odd, weird news and fun, crazy stuff and the things that we've been up to and doing and all kinds of good things and all kinds of stuff. McFly, I'm so glad you're here in the chat room with us today. I'm really excited about it, and I'm really sad that you couldn't be here in studio with us today.
He has Ebola.
Yeah, he tends to get Ebola a lot. What are you guys doing around there? He's licking elevator buttons?
A freaking CIA assassin, and they send him... Like, he came back home the other day, and he had a tan. I'm like, you work inside of an office. Where did you get a tan from? Like, we've not been outside, ever.
Right. You basically live in a cave.
Yeah. RDP!
RDP joining in. Welcome to the show.
We're glad you're here, man.
Yeah, I'm super excited, as always, to have you. So we're sad McFly couldn't be here in studio, but we're happy that he's able to be here as part of the crew, the Legion of Dorks in the chat room.
Yay.
The dorky chat. And that kind of brings us to the way I wanted to open the show today, with a giant thank you to Mr. Jacob for providing the notes. He's provided the notes for every show for like the last 10 episodes.
Do we have a clap track?
I don't have any clapping. I have that clapping at the end of the thing.
What is that? I broke the thing.
He's, who knows? It's a thing. We can play this for him. This is always a good one.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I don't know. Well, that mattered. sometimes things don't play as loudly as I expect them to. But no, he's been getting the notes for us for like the past 10 episodes, and it has been fantastic.
Yeah, it's
there's been some good news.
I don't even, he's basically my human Ananova.
Right, which isn't real anymore. Like, Ananova's not a thing.
No, it became Orange.UK, and then that became a cell phone provider.
Bah.
Yeah, I have
I think
no
Orange
idea.
Was always a cell phone provider. I think Orange just bought Ananova.
They did, and then they just stopped providing me with wonderful, delicious notes.
Yeah, now I just go to Yahoo. Yahoo Odd News.
Jacob goes lots of places, and I'm too lazy to do that. So the show is made better with Jacob's
Ashley's
effort.
Like, I'm going to go to this one place, and Steve is like, I'm going to go to this one place, and Jacob's like, I'm going to scour the
internet for all the best.
Hey, Rogue Puppy Dog, if you're streaming while watching, feel free to put our audio track in your stream. I would be totally okay with you doing that.
He's like, are you Minecrafting?
Eric Webb does that sometimes. He'll be doing arts, and he'll put us on, and he'll be streaming with us.
How do you even do that?
It's the loopy thing. It works. I can
magic?
Do it. I can do it.
I don't know how to do anything.
I can do all the things, which is why you send people to your tech team on how to do all the things.
Yeah.
And also, another announcement for our show, want to send some good vibes to Rogue Puppy Dog, who's had a tough week. And we want him to know that we are here for you, sir.
We love you, man.
We love you. You have a better week coming up. This is my last week at my current job, by the way. This upcoming week, my last week at the current job that I have.
My question to you, sir,
yeah, man,
is, are you going to shave your head live on the internet? Because you kind of freaking owe me one for not making a pirate face.
I've been anticipating this question for a significant amount of time now, and I don't know how to feel about it. I suppose I'm going to have to,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of... Like, if you were looking at the top of my head, like,
so
it's,
I can't tell that you're...
You can't tell. Look at that. There's scalp
well,
there.
Why not? I can't...
There's
wait,
scalp.
I want to see.
There's scalp. Do you see?
Yeah, whatever.
Scalp.
You're taller than 90% of the people around you.
That
nobody
is
sees
not
the
true.
Top of your head.
No, because I walk around my head down all the time, like I was taught to, you know?
Vote
head
yes
down,
now.
Don't talk to anybody. No, yeah, vote yes. Steven does it live on the air. Well, I mean, if I'm going to do it, why not
you're,
do it
yeah,
live
you're
doing
it because you were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to shave the sides of my face so I could be a pirate with your thing, and then you never did.
No, see, the fun part is we're going to have to do it like as if I was going to have a power donut. So you shave all the top of my head and we take a really stupid picture of it.
Oh, that's gonna
and then
fantastic.
We shave the rest of it. I don't know.
Do
we'll
I get
see.
To shave a patch of this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works.
Steven!
I'm not very
confident.
We're
gonna have an H&H special. Ashley shave Steven's head. It's gonna be glorious.
I'm not happy about it.
Glorious.
I'm not super comfortable. But I feel like if you're switching jobs and you're going to a place where no one's ever seen you before,
it's okay to be
bald. Outside of internet pictures, you probably could just internet pictures. Like that's different than a normal picture.
That is a picture now.
You might as well just do it, right? You might as well go
do
all
it.
In and just whatever. I mean, we throw like a one or a two on there and we just go brown and be done.
Yes.
Be done.
Yes.
Let the, if it don't grow, it's got to go. You know, that's what people told
if
me.
If it don't grow.
Yep.
Is that like the bald commando legion?
That
club?
Is. I asked my bald friends what to do and they both, one of them said, shave it with a straight razor, be a man.
Ow, ow,
something
ow.
Along those lines.
Ow, he's
and the
ow.
Other said, just keep it real tight. Just keep it real tight.
That's
don't,
what she said.
Don't let it grow, because the problem is once you start losing the hair on top of your head, the sides of your head starts to puff, and the top just stays flat all the time. So
yeah.
It's much less noticeable if you keep everything real short.
It's definitely okay for guys to be bald now. Like, it's
oh, yeah.
in vogue. You either have a man bun or you're bald.
You have to be bald. Like, you can't, it's unacceptable for you to have the horseshoe baldness now.
No. No, you unless just, you're a pastor of a Baptist church
right.
in, like, Missouri.
Yeah, or you wear a tie to work every day, and you're making deals. Like, if you're making deals.
And even then, people look, like, if you walked up to me and had a suit on and the actual, like, comb over, I would think you were skeezy and trying
oh,
to
yeah.
sell me used underwear.
No, you don't do a comb over. You just shine it with your polisher, you know? Shine
oh.
it up real good. And then when you go to your business meeting, you sell your wares.
See, like whenever Steve I Ballmer. Saw head polishers in stores, I thought they were something completely different. But
that's awesome.
Funny.
No, you have to pick your style and go with it. There's a good guide for other people who are dealing with this that I don't know if you're watching. If you are listening, The Art of Manliness has a good article on going bald gracefully. And you should check it out. Don't just try to delude yourself into thinking you can still have the same hairstyle you've had since you were 12. It's just not going to work anymore.
I basically have.
Well, you're not having a hair loss problem.
Of bangs and then not bangs.
Yeah. I wouldn't call hair loss a problem. I would just call entering a new stage of life.
So, I feel like guys really struggle with the whole male pattern baldness, but then women really struggle with... Should I shampoo my hair today and screw my blow up out, or should I have another really pretty hair day and not wash my hair?
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
My challenge is, should I keep it or should I shave it since it wants to leave anyway?
Should it stay or should it go now?
Yeah. Stupid.
I feel like there should have been music that followed right behind that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking at the forest. Open world survival horror.
See, you're going to go through there and you're going to want to buy something. I want to get Wolfenstein so bad.
Wolfenstein. You have to say it right.
Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein.
Wolfensteiner. Wolfenstein.
There we go. Wolf. Wolf.
You have to twist your jaw in a Wolfenstein.
And then suddenly you're a pirate.
Castle. We're going to raid Castle Wolfenstein, mateys.
What's the... take its gold and plunder its women. Okay.
Yeah, I sleep all night and I work all day. Yeah, that's it. You got it.
And then I don't know the rest.
I have these little puppets downstairs, and I keep forgetting I need to bring them up here.
Bring a puppet! Oh, I wish we had Beer Bitch.
It'd be so awesome.
If Jacob was here, we could Beer Bitch a puppet.
Yeah, but we can't. We're up here alone. We're like on a desert island. Nobody knows we're here.
So I'm watching this trailer for The Forest, and it started out with a child.
Hey, we got a follower.
Yay! I don't know who followed yet.
Thanks for the follow. Hassan 56789.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the follow. You are the bestest evers.
You are the best. You win. You're
a lumberjack, and that's okay.
I'm snapping. Let's just do the factoids. When I get stuck, I just have to roll forward.
Nope.
Shakespeare made up the name Jessica for his play Merchant of Venice. That is true.
Yes.
I mean, it is a factoid, so, I mean, of course it's true.
It's true. Everything we say on this show is true.
100% true. So Shakespeare made up the name Jessica. That is a true statement. Jessica didn't exist until Shakespeare came up with it.
I feel like name my kid that if I gave a crap about the name just because it's unique.
Yeah, Jessica's a cool name. It's all right. I knew some good Jessicas.
I don't really know any Jessicas.
I used to get Jennifer's and Jessica's confused a lot. And just same thing as Dustin's and Justin's. I used to get them backwards all the time, too.
Justin's. So if somebody comes up and introduces themselves and they've got... So Melissa's with two L's and Melissa's with one L gets very fussy about if you spell their name incorrectly. And I'm like, I don't know which one came first, so I don't know which one's correct. So I don't know which one of you can be pissed off about Melissa or not Melissa. And then there's certain people that get perturbed. There's a guy that somebody works with that I know, and his name is spelled Drillon. How would you pronounce that?
Drillon?
Yeah.
Drillin.
Yes. Apparently, it is unequivocally pronounced Dylan, and you're a flaming pile of dog crap.
No, your name is not pronounced. Drast, like, hey, welcome to the chat.
Why would you put... an R, like your mom screwed
you.
Yeah,
that's a typo.
That's pronounced stuffin'.
Yeah, no, the drillin'. That's an R. Like there's an R in there. It's not Dylan. I don't care what you think. But have you ever seen an Irish name, like Saoirse Ronan, for instance, who played the lead in the movie Brooklyn? Her name is spelled S A O R I S E. Her name is Saoirse.
Oh, that's a Gaelic. Gaelic blows my face off. Gaelic is so pretty to hear spoken or sang.
Yeah.
Songified.
Right, right, right.
Saponified.
Oh, like you, with
musically
the chanting
into
and whatnot.
My ears.
Yeah. Gaelic music.
But if you look it on paper, it's like someone had a seizure and just...
Oh, yeah, it's dumb on paper.
Yeah.
And, like, they had her on Jimmy Fallon or something, and he was showing Irish spelling names, and he was like, how do you pronounce this? And it was... She was pronouncing it with letters that weren't even in the thing. They weren't there.
How do you... See?
So dumb.
Yes, but it's actually pronounced drill on, drill bitches. On.
It does sound like it would be a good name for a porn star.
And it, yeah.
My name is Drill On.
Apparently the guy's kind of fancy pants, dunderbants about it. So yeah. It's very...
People.
It's pronounced Adele.
Fancy pants, thunderpants. Fancy pants, thundercats.
Please, somebody, said? Please make a comic about fancy pants, thunder dance.
Thunder dance. I thought you said fancy pants, thundercats.
Yes.
And all I could think was Lion-O running around in a tuxedo. MC Hammer. Can we call the show Fancy Pants?
My name's O. Lion-O.
Lion-O. World news. That's not the right sound.
No.
That's the beginning of the show.
Restart!
Chinese bank publicly spanks employees for poor performance. Ooh, they have webcams for this?
It's sexy time in China.
Maybe. 8 employees of a rural bank in China have been publicly spanked for poor performance. A cell phone video of a man with a wooden stick spanking each employee 4 times on a stage has been widely shared on Weibo, China's version of Twitter. Can I get a Weibo account? Is that something that exists?
What is it? Weibo? Weibo?
Well, I would pronounce it
Wait,
Weibo.
Wait, is it Weibo a bad word?
What would Weibo mean?
Is a Weibo a bad thing?
What's a Weibo?
I don't know.
Is that
or is that a toy? I can't
I
keep
know.
Up.
It sounds like a toy.
Maybe it's a toy.
Hey, did you get your Weibo for Christmas? I need some more batteries for my Weibo.
Remember when Wiis were a thing and it was funny?
Oh, yeah. And we were like, Nintendo called their new thing a Wii.
Yeah.
You're going to go Wii?
I'm going to go play with my Mii on my Wii, if you know what I mean.
And then they were like, hey, we made a new one. It's called the Wii U. Aren't we creative? Because it's about you and the universe and all this. It's like, no.
Wii
At some
Wii
point,
Wii
you're trying to justify too hard the name and you're just making stuff up to make it work. It doesn't, anyway.
Weibo isn't, it is a pejorative bad thing.
Oh, Weibo is an Asian wannabe? Is
yeah.
it kind of a bad word?
I guess, is that like Whitaker? No, wait, Whitaker.
Whitaker is a family in odd West Virginia.
I'm so freaking white. I'm not up with the racist lingo.
Explain
opener.
Racism to me. Explain like I'm 5, racism.
I'm just, yes, okay.
Like Wigger, not Whitaker.
Whitaker, whatever. They're both Itaker, Igger. They're just, some.
Oh my gosh. That was good. No, you're fine. Let's just continue.
Please,
one of the hits
please.
Threw a woman off balance. Ooh.
You can't ooh.
Ooh.
You can't ooh like
Phil,
that.
Doesn't that.
Stephanie, mean, run, run.
Doesn't that mean you get like a George Takei? Oh my.
Oh, that was good.
Oh my.
That was really scarily impressive.
Yeah.
I feel like George Takei is in the room with us.
I'm
going to start talking about tacos.
Yay. I'm going to start retweets from George Takei. George Takei. Weibo. Yeah, he said Weibo. Yeshbot says it's pronounced Weibo. I had
well,
it right.
Well,
I had it right
the,
from the
yeah,
beginning.
That's the Chinese
that's the
YouTubes.
Twitter. The Weibo's the other thing.
Whatever.
Some members of the audience seated at dinner tables can be seen turning their heads away in embarrassment. Initial Chinese media reports suggested it was the employee's boss wielding the stick, but according to a statement by local authorities in Shaanxi, I pronounce both those words the same. They're not spelled anyway the same at all. The spanking was at the hands of a corporate coach during a team-building exercise organized by the bank. It is also claimed the coach shaved a man's head half-bald as punishment. Someone needs to research the meaning of team-building.
I added that in the end.
Well, I read it because of Ron Burgundy.
We're going to build you up by spiking you in public because my mom was a Nazi.
This stuff's pretty harsh. I don't think I'd be down for these kinds of punishments.
I mean...
They do it to the sumo wrestlers, though. Like, in their training, they get beat with kendo sticks. Like, they do something wrong, wha-bam, kendo stick.
That's different than getting, like, publicly spanked.
Yeah, for being an employee at a bank.
Yeah. So, the kendo sticks are... That's how you learn to fight with swords. It's kind of badassery.
Kendo sticks are tough. It's a stick. So, if you don't know what a kendo stick is, it's a bunch of sticks taped together to form one stick.
It's a fag.
What?
It's a bundle of sticks. It's a fag.
You smash...
No, it's a faggot.
What?
A faggot is a bundle of sticks!
Yeah, a fag is a British cigarette.
See, I can't English.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
It is. It's I can't type in faggot into the internet though.
You probably should.
I will get all the bad things ever.
You're inviting so many bad vibes.
Bad vibes. I feel bad kendo? Saying that. I'm like, I know it means bundle of sticks, and I know that's the way I was
there
wanting to mean
a
it.
Kendo stick.
But I'm just gonna shut up now.
Like, these are what kendo sticks look like. See, here's a dude.
What was that?
It doesn't have any clothes on, hitting another dude. Actually, for audio listeners, that's just a picture of professional wrestling.
I'm like, isn't that a chair?
It's not. It's really fine. Yes, this is a kendo stick. It's like bamboo split down the middle or something. And when you
basically
swing it,
watch it anime.
Yeah, when it lands, it hurts like a lot. I think Lando had one. I think we hit each other with it once just to see.
Lando Calrissian.
But I can't confirm nor
didn't
deny
you guys beat each other with whips?
No.
Isn't that how you got the scar on your chin?
What the crap? No. I don't have a scar on my chin.
The bullwhip. You guys had a bullwhip and you like scared.
I had a bullwhip.
The crap out of everybody when Landon got a hold of the bullwhip.
Landon tended to not learn anything before he did it. You know? This is a guy who drove around at like 9 million miles per hour and first gear on my four-wheeler. I was like, no. Don't do that. And then he shifted while he had it in, like blazing down the road. And it nearly came up on two wheels. It's like, stop doing what you're doing.
Did I tell you we ran away from a sheriff and his vehicular?
He eluded the police a few times, as I remember.
All the time. It was so bad that after we decided that we were completely away scot-free, he pulled over into a soccer field and smoked a cigarette. he was shaking. Because he was going down the highway like 150 miles an hour, and the cop car couldn't keep up after they pulled over behind us. So I'm like... And then it was like reversed into somebody else's house and watched the cop car finally pass us by. And then he turned around and went the opposite way to, I'm like, was I just in a spy movie?
Yeah, I think you were. You did a 3-point turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, I'd rather just play by the rules and not have these kinds of pulse pounding moments.
I couldn't do anything about it. I was a passenger. If we would have gotten pulled over, I'd be like, please God help me. Kidnap me.
He's trying to get
I had it all planned out. That was good.
You had it figured out for sure.
Yeah.
Small town news.
Spiking of breaking the law. This is funny. Dallas police say they caught a crew of robbery suspects in the act this week when they made a wrong turn into FBI headquarters.
Nice. Where was it? Was this... Oh, it says it was in Dallas.
Dallas, yeah. Investigators suspect...
There's an FBI headquarters in Dallas?
Yeah, it actually gives you the address. It's funny.
Oh, well, good. Look it up.
Oh, investigators suspect the three men and their female driver. I love how they make sure that you know that it was a chick who did this.
The chick did the dumb thing.
The chick did the dumb. All from Houston may have been behind a series of bank jugging cases. I have no idea what
that is.
What's
a bank jugging?
I don't know. It just makes me think of like boobs.
Is it juggling or jugging?
Jugging. J-U-G-G-I-N-G-G-G.
I feel like bank jugging could be something.
It is a thing.
I mean,
apparently,
bank juggling.
It's in parentheses, so it has to be.
This is not an FBI. This is a bank. This isn't an
FBI. Well, that's the bank. It tells you the.
Oh, One World Bank. I thought you said it told you where the FBI headquarters was.
It does. It's like number one something.
Oh, I could retrace the steps. This is awesome. I can retrace the steps of the car chase while you're telling the story.
Yeah, because it's not.
It's fine.
They didn't go very far. They went like a half a mile. An undercover detective first spotted the suspects in a white Lexus. Blah, 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 blah.
Found it.
Did you?
Right here.
No, you found it.
I found a white car. And there's a lot of them right at this intersection.
The vehicle was linked to other robberies. So the officers followed the SUV to a nearby One World Bank, which Stephen found.
I found it.
Where police and the four suspects lay in wait for customers to leave. They eventually found a target. An employee of Jean's Liquor Store and Check Cashing, who had just withdrawn $20,000. That's $20,000, right? 20.
Let's find out where Jean's Liquor Store is.
And $100 bills.
Jean's Liquor Store.
The victim parked near the liquor store and was walking across the parking lot when he was attacked by two of the suspects. The undercover officer witnessed the crime and tried to cut off the Lexus's escape route, but the suspects managed to flee. I love that they watched four people like kick the crap out of somebody, and then they're like, okay, Yes. I mean, I guess it's better than like precog. Give, oh, One yeah. Justice Way is where FBI is.
Okay. Well, Jean's Liquor Store took me all the way to freaking Arkansas, so that didn't really help any.
No. It was Jean's with a G.
We're off the trail.
G-E-N-E-S Liquor Store.
I know. I typed that in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now we're looking for One Justice Way.
Well, okay. I'll go. We'll try this again.
The brief chase ended when the Lexus hit a dead end at One Justice Way, the Dallas headquarters of the FBI. All four suspects surrendered, and a bank bag containing $20,000 was found stashed behind an AC vent, police said.
Well, I would have surrendered too if I was in the FBI's parking lot.
Yes. I just love that they really, I feel like whoever was writing this was like,
there it
women
is.
Drivers.
We found it. This is where it ends, right Yesh there Bot in that big normal
found
building.
Bank jugging. He said it involves watching which bank customers leave a bank branch with cash, following them, then breaking into their car, otherwise attempting to steal the money which was just withdrawn. That's smart. You don't have to rob the bank. You just wait for people to leave with their big wad of cash.
That's actually perfect.
Yeah.
You can do that with ATMs. Never check out anything from an ATM after dark. Don't go to an ATM after dark. Nothing good happens after midnight. Another good tip.
Nothing
good happens after midnight. Not out in the world.
Okay,
I can't speak for in your home.
There we go.
Maybe cool stuff happens after midnight in your house. By cool stuff, that's whatever you want it to be. But definitely not out in the world. If you're out and you're like, I'm going to go to Joe's bar after midnight, don't.
Don't go
Bad
to a bar
idea.
After midnight?
Nope. Don't even be
I feel
anywhere.
Like around midnight you should start leaving the bar because only the locals and the like what do
don't
you,
be there at
the
two.
Regulars
yeah don't be there till it closes because
don't be a regular.
People are like, I'm fine, I can drive, whatever. I just put my hand on the wheel like this and I keep the road in between my fingers.
Speaking of drunk driving, have you heard anything about West Virginia?
The flooding?
Yes.
Did someone drunk drive into a fire hydrant?
No, it just made me think of West Virginia.
Yeah. I thought you were going to connect the two. Mass flooding found to be the cause of a drunk driver hitting a fire hydrant and hitting.
There was a house on fire floating down. I'm just like,
it's bad. It's bad.
It's awful.
No, it's if you live in that area, man.
Yeah,
I would just look out for yourself. Be careful. I've been there. It flooded there about 13 years. How old am I?
Beckley was pretty safe from the floods.
Though. Oh no, Beckley's on a big old plateau. It's fine. Nobody cares about
just
Beckley.
Everything else.
It's everything around where the water flows down and all that stuff. We had some good friends. Like, everything got flooded.
Yeah.
Everything got flooded. My dad's truck was sitting at their house that year, and had a horse trailer attached to it, and the horse trailer actually had lifted up, was starting to drag his truck off.
Whoa.
So his buddy, who he was had it parked there, like, went out, got it, and drove it to higher ground. You know, so, man, good on those people.
Thank you for saving my truck. That's a country song.
And horse trailer. It is a country song.
It's a country song.
Thank you for saving my truck and my duck and my horse. I don't know.
So, do we have time to go over the D&D thing?
We can talk about it. I haven't discussed this at all with other parties involved.
Okay.
This has basically been in your head and out on the stream, and I don't know. I don't know what the plan is.
Well, I saw that you had put it on a calendar, so I got excited.
No, you put that on the calendar.
Did I?
Yeah.
Jacob put that on the calendar.
Oh,
that's
I didn't.
What that was.
And I'm probably sure Stephanie's downstairs going, I don't know what that means, but okay.
I got it. Well, so Jacob and I talked about it for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I haven't talked about it with her at all.
Okay, well, never mind. We'll ignore it.
So we probably
should
just skip
this. I'll talk
about
it Monday on the stream.
Yeah, okay. We should probably get those things in order before I say, yeah, we're going to do a thing at my house.
So ignore what I just said.
Yeah.
The jury must disregard.
The whole few seconds before, let's just erase that.
Yeah.
There, now it's gone.
Gone.
Look at what we did. News never left untold. Ohioan throws poop after sentencing.
And no one's surprised.
A serial robber in Ohio is going to face more charges after throwing feces and urine on his defense attorney and deputies while he was being sentenced to serve 40 years in prison.
Yuck, yuck,
the Clark County Sheriff's Office says Ricky Hand, which is where he put his poo in order to throw it in his Ricky Hand.
Ew.
In a rhino. Sounds terrible.
It doesn't even make sense.
What do you use? Your Ricky hand? Yeah. Interrupted the judge in court, questioned the terms of his sentencing, and then flung the excrement from a plastic bottle he had concealed in an arm sling.
Yeah.
And was he threw the poo. Did he take the lid off the bottle when he threw the poo?
I'm assuming he like unscrewed the lid and went, wah! Ow, I hit my
just swung ears. It, just swung it around. He had a bottle tied to a string full of poop, and he's like, wah! It's just going around like a propeller.
I mean, that's what I would do if I was carrying my own poop in a bottle.
That's how I would do it, if I would do it. Yeah. Thank you, O.J. Simpson. If I would throw my own poo.
If I was going to, like, fling some feces.
He later admitted to hiding several bottles of his urine and feces on his body. He could have been that drug. You remember that, like, sniff poo drug? Bottle poo?
Oh, the...
Sniffy urine?
It was the pee,
sniff
wasn't
your
it?
Waist.
Sniff pee?
You put the poo in the pee in the bottle and then you ferment it for like a week and then you just huff it.
You weren't getting like, high. You were like killing brain cells with the awful smell.
It was the number two do. Number two poo do. Something like that. I can't. Jankum. Yes, Bot.
You are fan-freaking-tastic.
Yes, what it is. I remember that. That's thank you, Yes, Bot, for pointing that out. We had a show about that. What? A million years ago. Yeah, a year ago.
A billion.
I now understand your concept of time.
I.
We did that show a year ago, remember?
I was
2007.
Making templates for this, because this is episode 359, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll make five ahead just in the Google Doc so I don't have to worry about it next time. Guess what number was after 359 in my head?
360?
400? 401, 402, 403. I went out all the way up to 405. And then like I came back because I'm like, okay, that's enough. And then I started screwing around and I wrote it down again. I'm like, wait a minute.
I can't. Now, this it's stuff like that. Like you tell me you can't read numbers and then you'll be like, I can't do the math. And then you literally can't count from 359 to 360.
I can't. I saw a nine and my brain said, so it skips over the middle. It's 3-9, and I'm like, that's 100. So next one should be an even 100.
That's amazing.
That's how my brain works. That's why I can read quickly.
400.
Yeah. No.
That's I'm glad. Well, now you could go 360. 360.
Right.
Hey, 360 is like a full circle. We should just do like, we should just put episode one on the internet.
Oh, that's funny.
And then not do a show next week.
Right. But no.
That'd be perfect. That'd be great. He wasn't patted down before entering the courthouse. Because he came straight from jail. Oh, he'd been saving these bottles in jail.
Yeah, I just wonder if he smelled funky.
Probably. Hand was charged with five additional counts of harassment with a bodily substance. One count for each person he splashed.
Don't do stupid stuff
after you've been sentenced. Like, it's just going to make it worse.
Well, I mean, he already got 40 years. I mean, he's going to be dead. Why not throw some poo?
Whatever. Like, I always think it's kind of stupid to submit or to sentence people who are like 70 to 150 years in prison or whatever they do.
Yeah.
Like, they usually, it's just, they're going to give you, they're not going to give you life, but they're going to give you a ridiculously long normal sentence so that you do die there.
Right.
It's stupid. I don't get it. Just call it life. Like, I understand laws have special things written in them so that life is different than 150 years.
But it's still life.
But it's still
nobody
life.
Nobody lives 150 years.
No, nobody's going to do that unless some dude in prison has cooked up
that scared the ever-living crap monkeys out of me. I think I peed.
Scared me, too. I had my finger on the trigger. I was like, oh, what was that?
I was like, what is that noise? What's going on? Did somebody bring me a pizza?
But if there's a dude in prison who's like cooking up this concoction in his toilet that gives you everlasting life, then maybe that guy is going to be the one who's making my 150 years. Only 149 more till I get out of here. I'll just keep cooking up this crud in his toilet.
I don't think that a toilet will be the answer to everlasting life.
I think that a toilet filled with the right ingredients could be. I mean, really, anytime a chemist makes a thing, they make it in a beaker or whatever. You could do that in a toilet, I think. You could do it in a toilet.
I mean, the reason they use a beaker is because it's sterile, right?
Well, I mean, sterilize the toilet first.
How do you sterilize a toilet? So
UV
beakers
light.
Have tiny openings to disallow contaminants.
UV light. And then some
Saran wrap. Do they have those
wrap.
In prison?
they can get one. They can get anything.
You can get anything in prison?
Yeah. I'm Red. I'm the guy who knows how to get things.
Have you watched Orange is the New Black?
I have watched Shawshank Redemption. Red could get everything. If you needed it, Red could get it. That was the last time I saw Andy Dufresne.
He really does have the coolest voice ever.
I love that man. If I could have, you know, if I could have somebody narrate my life, though, it would be Sam Elliott. Like 100%.
Oh, the Dick Tracy.
No, that's Warren Beatty. Sam Elliott is the dude, the gray-haired dude, the cowboy, man. You remember Tombstone? He was Virgil.
Oh, with the mustache.
Yeah, with the mustache. Like, if I could have
his
one dude,
eyebrows are cray-cray.
It would be him. He
what
would
does
narrate
he sound
my
like?
Life. Like, awesome? I don't know. I'll try to find something while you read the next story.
Oh, I can do that.
WTF.
That's me. So, do you know who Tony Robbins is?
Yeah, he's the dude who motivates people.
Yes, this is the best thing I've ever.
This is you want to hear some
yes.
Sam Elliott
we'll
just so we know.
Yeah. He's very chorusy.
No, that's not him. Hold on.
Sioux City sarsaparilla. Yeah, it's a good one.
That guy. He doesn't talk.
A wiser fellow than myself once said, "Sometimes you eat the bar and much blood." Sometimes the bar while he eats you.
Now, that is the guy that's going to narrate my life story.
But he...
It's awesome, isn't it?
I mean, he...
Look at that face.
He just want his mustache.
I want that guy's mustache. I want it on my face. I mean, that sounds terrible. I want not his mustache.
I have a joke to cover up for that awful thing that you just said.
I want my own mustache that looks like his.
So, let's see if I can remember it.
Okay.
So, if there's a kid and he's talking to Dad, he's like, "Dad, are balls on your chest called chestnuts?" "Why, yes, son. Yes, they are." Shit.
Did you forget the punchline?
No, I forget the other one before the thing. It was our balls. Yes, son. Yes, they are. What's another nut? Chestnuts. And what else?
I don't even know where you're going.
I don't.
This is as good as Carl's joke from Scream.
Oh, okay. And then, "Dad, are balls on the wall called walnuts?" "Well, yes, son. Yes, they are." "Dad, are balls on your chin called chin nuts?" "No, sir. No, son. That means you got a wiener in your mouth." I just murdered that
joke. That was the worst joke I've ever heard. Everyone is dumber from having listened to that.
You son of a bitch.
Now every time I hear that joke, all I'm going to think is your bumbling delivery.
So I cannot tell a joke to save my freaking life. I can't do it. I suck.
Someone's got a gun to your head. Tell a joke, Ashley. Tell a joke. There's a monkey with a pool ball up its butt, and I don't remember the first part.
That's pretty much how it goes. I am the biggest ruiner. The ruination of jokes
awful.
Flows through me. I'm so bad.
That was terrible.
It was so funny when Jacob told it.
I bet it was. He probably had, I don't know, some charisma with it.
Oh, wait a minute. You gotta wait for it. Before that happened, and then this happened, yeah. And I believe that man was from Arkansas.
I told it out of order. That's the problem. It was funnier the first time.
Oh my God, my mom's listening. She just texted me. Hi, mommy.
Hi, Mama Field.
Oh, shit.
That's amazing. Okay. Now, tell your story rather than the joke. You have a written down story. You can read this part.
Dozen suffered burn injuries in Texas after walking across hot coals as part of a self-help program put on by celebrity motivational speaker Tony Robbins.
Good guy, that Tony Robbins.
Unleash the Power Within, a 3.5-day event with Robbins promised to help participants achieve your goals and improve the quality of your life. One method of self-improvement on the schedule was to storm across a bed of hot coals. That's my quote voice.
Okay, good.
In order to overcome the unconscious fears that are holding you back. That's fun. Once you start doing what you thought was impossible, you'll conquer the other fires of your life with ease.
This
Holy
is
dear shit.
This is stupid. Like, I don't care if you have me swinging across a lake of alligators. That's still me conquering the fear of alligators.
And not.
Not conquering the fear of public speaking. I'm still going to be terrified to public speak, but now I can public speak knowing that I have swung across a pond of alligators. Yeah. Now
you bitches go listen to me because those alligators, they show me respect.
Yeah. So now I can do anything except public speak, which I couldn't do before.
There's no alligators to swing over, right. So I don't know what to do with my hands.
Now I can just imagine the entire crowd is alligators, which I aren't afraid of.
Which aren't afraid.
Aren't afraid. That's why I'm afraid of public speaking. Because they say things like, I aren't.
That's the Sam Elliott dude for you.
No, he speaks very eloquently.
Sam Elliott speaks eloquently.
Eloquently.
The event has since been removed from the website. At least 5 people ended up hospitalized, according to Dallas Fire Rescue DFR. In total, approximately 30 to 40 people were evaluated at the convention center for minor burn injuries, and as many as 5 rescue units and 2 EMS supervisors were assigned to help manage the situation. Jason Evans, a spokesman for DFR, said, now this is where I want to shoot somebody in the face because this is awful. Apparently, as a part of a motivational event being held at the location, several people attempted to walk across hot coals. As a result, a large number of these people sustained burn injuries to their feet and lower extremities. No shit. In a statement, Robin's spokeswoman Jennifer Connelly, is that like
not
Jennifer?
Not the Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not the hot one. This is some other lady.
Look it up.
Huh? No, I think she spells her name differently than this Jennifer Connelly.
You would know obsessions.
I have a crush on Jennifer Connelly.
She
had,
said,
I'm married now. I no longer have crushes on anyone.
Whatever.
Except my own wonderful wife.
Who you want to spank in public. At an Unleash the Power Within seminar in Dallas, 7,000 attendees successfully participated in a fire walk, which has been a celebrated part of this event for 35 years. It is always the goal to have no guests with any discomfort afterwards, but it's not uncommon to have fewer than 1% of participants experience hot spots, which is similar to a sunburn and can be treated with aloe. As always, there were trained medical and event staff at the firewalk specifically to offer quick and easy remedies for any soreness. She keeps digging her hole.
Yeah.
Someone unfamiliar with the process of the firework called 911, reporting the need for emergency service vehicles to be dispatched. While there was no need for emergency personnel, we are grateful to the quick and robust response from Dallas Emergency Services. Only 5 out of the 7,000 participants requested any examination beyond what was readily available on site. We are pleased to have completed another successful firewalk for 7,000 guests and look forward to the remainder of an outstanding weekend with them. Are you shitting me? You're taking someone who's already probably kind of down on themselves and really doesn't have a ton of self-esteem and probably doesn't have their life together because they're paying you money for a seminar, and you're telling them that they screwed up because their feet were on fire and they just imagined the pain and the burning?
No, so they have been doing, if they've been doing this for 35 years, you'd think we would have heard something about it. This kind of crap happens all the time. I bet a bunch of people went through that and they were fine, but they're probably the same kind of people that just walk on, you know, gravel all day and they have like 6 inches of callus on their feet and they're like, whatever. Then there's Mr. Tenderfoot like me, who wears shoes all the time, is like, my feet are like, my son's feet are tougher than my feet. If I walked across that fire thing, I'd be like, ow, 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 that was stupid. But I don't know. I mean, if you walk across fast enough, you should be all
right. So this is all about self-empowerment, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Acknowledging yourself and self-empowerment. And so the second they're like, holy shit, I have burn wounds that apparently required hospitalization and treatment, and it hurts, and I'm bleeding, and I'm blistering, and whatever. And then to tell them that, you were one of the few people that apparently suck at life so much that you had to call the ambulance when you really didn't need to. I'm like, why would you say that to someone at a conference that...
Yeah. So the five weak people who really couldn't handle it.
Yeah. They said... What did she say? Somewhat unfamiliar with the process. So basically she was putting all the blame on them, but it says they actually needed treatment.
Well, so there's a little bit more to this story, and I watched the news cover this, the local news cover this story. A little bit more to it. So she says someone unfamiliar with the process, the firewall called 911. That person falsely reported that 7,000 people needed it. Needed attention. Like, there was some huge outbreak of, like, medical attention.
Oh, is that what they sent? Five EMTs?
Yeah, that's what happened. It was, they needed seven. They were like, everyone's feet are on fire. This place is insane. And then they got there, and then the five people were like, yeah, I'll be looked at. You could actually see the video of a woman being carried by a couple firefighters, and she's smiling.
So, I'd be smiling too, the firefighters again. No.
They didn't have shirts on. They had those red suspenders. It was just really weird. No, but they were carrying. She was smiling. She had her feet up, but she was like, kind of like, I can't believe I did that, but that was fun. But I need somebody to just make sure
I
didn't
do anything. See,
the way
this is written.
Yeah, the way this is written is not as clear.
Isn't that funny how different things put different spins? Because, yeah. I mean, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, but I didn't know that it was... Because nowhere in this freaking article does it say that they needed 5,000 billion.
Right. The caller requested, like, said there was all kinds of problems. But that was the deal. And this is true, though. You either you leave out a detail or you include more detail.
Yeah,
and
it completely changes the story.
Yeah, you change everything.
Hi, Leo!
Hey, Leo Cage. Thanks for tuning in, man.
Leo's
glad
awesome.
To have you here. Thanks for tuning in to the end of the show, actually, because we're about to seal this thing up.
Oh, no, he's like, I stopped streaming and you're going to leave me, you asshole.
Oh, I thought that said stop screaming. I totally misread that. I was like, stop screaming? You do break every green screen.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, is it know. My, like, because everything looks way darker than I am.
Well, you've got a blue screen here, so it's completely different. It's still
because my shirt's blue?
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I was having trouble with mine earlier. It made my eyes, like, my eyes aren't this green. Like, I mean, you guys can't see, but they're not this green. But it made my eyes invisible, and I was like, what is going on?
That is the best thing I've ever
it
heard.
It was really
sick. Oh, please
see them
do a thing with invisible eyes. You can be like Raiden.
Oh, that'd be cool. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in, man. We have had such a great time. It's time for us to hang this thing up for the day, but we have loved it. We want you to send us some email. We actually got some email from a guy who wanted some help with setting up a Dungeon Boss stream for himself, which I was happy to
That's awesome.
Contribute a little bit to that. I hope it all turns out as well as it could. Sometimes you say, well, if you have this thing, and this thing, it should all be fine.
Yeah.
It never is. There's always a lot of tweaking. And stuff.
He's a bit younger, and he's got his dad to help, so hopefully it'll...
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. I didn't know the whole story. Yeah. That's good. Well, I'm happy about that. And then there's some other stuff. Send us your questions, comments, feedback, and hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com.
Send your hate mail to Steven, because I don't want that crap.
Just send hate mail. It's fine. The hate mail used to be a joke, and then I don't know if it... We never really received hate mail, so
I don't know what he's ever said. Yeah. You guys suck.
You guys suck. We hate you. Call us and leave us a voicemail at H&H Live on Skype if you want to hear your voice on the internet by asking us questions and whatnot. We'd love that. Download a show on any podcast service that you like to use. We're on all of them, including Google Play Music. We're out there, so you can find us on that podcast store as well. Please leave reviews wherever you download it from. That would be great, because it helps us, Stitcher and iTunes.
Hey, baby, you should review us.
Yeah, yeah, that would be great. And always, we love you. We're going to go cook dinner here in a second for little man, because I got a little baby boy.
Oh, give him.
You want him on camera?
Can he be on camera, or is that creepy?
I don't care.
Give me the baby!
We have headphones on, so we like to yell. There he is. So anyway, we're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom for the end of the show from William Shakespeare. Love all, trust a few, do wrong to none. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.